following speech is made by the President at Rawlings, Wyoming, May the 9th, 1950.
Well, we must have the President make a speech there. Well, you tell me, I promise you, he's a great with a heart of a great. A round in Calvin County. It gives me a great deal of pleasure and a great thrill to be able to present to the people of this community the President of the United States.
Thank you very much, Senator. I've always enjoyed my visit to this section of the country. I've had a wonderful day today. I've stopped in Casper, Cheyenne, Laramie. And Senator O'Malley met me in Casper, and the governor of Wyoming met me in Casper, and I was highly pleased and gratified that those two gentlemen were there. I've had a great day. I like your scenery. I appreciate your hospitality more than I do the scenery. I was in Rawlings 2 years ago, late on Sunday evening, and I'm glad to be back again. That time I couldn't make you a speech because of the I'm sorry I'm not going to visit your great project in the Northeast, the Cardiff Dam, which we dedicated this morning at Chester. The people of Calvin County have reason to be proud of this dam. Curtis and the Seminole Dam will soon be furnishing power to this whole section. Enough power for real industrial expansion. Of course, these dams won't benefit just industry. They'll help everybody. Those of you in cities and those of you who live on ranches. For a long time, this state has been a great livestock country. It produces an important part of the nation's supply of meat, wool, and leather. And I have an idea that your livestock industry is going to be even more important in the future than it has been in the past. We had steaks tonight for dinner. The Senator assured me that they were Wyoming steaks. I think they came from Kansas City. Compared with the people of other countries, we Americans have good diet. But there is still room for improvement. The main thing we need for that purpose is more livestock products. I'm confident that the farmers and ranchers of Wyoming want to produce the abundance of livestock that we need. That's evident not only from the emphasis on sheep and cattle that has been traditional out here, but also from your progress in water and rain conservation. So I started yesterday at Lincoln, Nebraska, on what I think is an economic program for this section of the country from the Appalachian Mountains to the Pacific Coast. And if you pay close attention to the speeches which I delivered across the great state of Iowa and at Lincoln, Nebraska, this morning in Casper, in Cheyenne, and at Laramie tonight, you'll find just exactly what I think is necessary to continue this country as the greatest republic in the history of the world. You people in this area naturally have a particular interest in sheep and wool. In wool production, Wyoming ranks at the very near the top among the 48 states. I know that when war came along, you had a terrific wool problem. You were helped out of that situation by the government purchase program for wool. You will think back, you remember, that in those days, wool growers had virtually nobody except the government to sell to. Government-owned stocks of wool are now down to about 20 million pounds. 3 years ago, they totaled more than 500 million pounds. I will point out that these stocks were disposed of in trade channels and in such a way as to protect the domestic wool prices. Last year, the Congress passed new legislation that affected the wool program. Under this program, we have set the support level for wool at the maximum, 90% of parity. We're going to keep on making whatever efforts are necessary to give the wool growers a really workable program. It's part of our objective, to build a strong and prosperous United States of America so that we can preserve our own freedom and help to strengthen the cause of freedom all over the world. It's been a real pleasure to visit with you here in Rawlings, and I hope to come back before very long on a political trip. This is a non-political trip.
Mr. President, regretfully I leave you here at Rawlings. I have been with you at Casper, at Wendover, at Cheyenne, at Laramie, where you made that great speech on foreign relations. And here at Rawlings, I have to say goodbye to you. I want to say to my friends of Carbon County and of Rawlings that the Constitution of the United States lays upon the chief executive the responsibility and the duty every year of delivering to the Congress of the United States a message upon the State of the Union. In his present visit throughout the West, the President of the United States is coming to the people of the West in their individual communities, and he is delivering to them his message upon the State of the Union, in which he has outlined to the Congress and to the people his program intended to develop the natural resources of the United States, to raise the standard of living of all of the people of the United States, and to make it more possible for American citizens to lead the whole world to permanent peace. I thank you, Mr. President.
It's been a grand day in Wyoming. You know, Senator O'Man and I served 10 years together in the Senate. We understand the situation, locally, nationally, and internationally, and we're together on it.
Mr. President, Mr. Sam Kelly, the mayor.
Mr. President.